coming up next here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, it's the return of Art of Rebellion. First up, let's hear a track from their brand new album. This is called Under the Mountain.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Your soul burns and flies away. I'll leave you over and over and over. With you left behind, I'm free to rise from it all.
It is the sound of Art of Rebellion here on Curples on Phoenix FM. That track is from their brand new album Fire Ignite and is entitled Under the Mountain. Art of Rebellion, join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hello there. Welcome back to Phoenix FM. First things first, reacquaint yourselves with our listeners.
Thank you for having us back, Nick. I'm Nathan. I'm the singer.
My name's Russ.
I'm the bassist.
And I'm Leon drums.
Danger bongos, primarily.
Sauce. <Sources. laughs>
I like the sound of that. Danger bongos. I think more bands need to use that.
Lee's the foremost expert in danger bongos in Essex. If you need tutelage, then find Lee.
There we go. You heard it here first.
Indeed. Welcome back to Phoenix FM, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appearance three on the studio in the studio now. Well, appearance three on this show. Of course, you were guests, kind of like just before then, earlier in the day, weren't you?
Oh, that was the window sessions, wasn't it?
That's yeah.
Right. Yes, I remember that.
I was there for that.
Well done on remembering that, because that was 5 years ago now.
Was it?
We've done a lot. We've done this show three times.
We survived.
Right. This is the third time. The good thing is there's not a 4 year gap between them this time.
No.
Just 1 year. It was July last year that you were with us.
Well, we got banned for a year, so.
That's the classic gig. That puts us at one for the year.
Excellent.
Indeed. Well, let's get reacquainted, shall we? Where did we get you from?
Where did we get us from? Yes, that question.
How long ago?
Oh, too long ago.
Too long ago.
I've known Lee for, God, like 11, 12 years now.
Yeah, I'm sick of the sight of
him. Yeah, definitely. we played in a couple of various other little bands, and then Nathan, we found him under a bin lid in Soho. And he just happened to be able to play guitar.
I moved here when I was 73 from South Africa.
He was new.
Dancing for money.
It was actually the Danger Bongos that enticed him into the band.
Yeah.
Like, where did you come into the picture? Because I think I went to university, didn't I? And I left the band for a little while.
Yeah, me and Lee met up in, I think it was in the Alex, I think it was. That's years right, back, yeah, wasn't yeah, it? When yeah. we, I think myself and Ben, our previous bass player, we met up for a beer because we were looking for someone to bash.
Looking at the time as well.
Yeah. We've had so many lineup changes, I think, over the years.
Yeah.
Just where.
I think, to be fair, like, the three of us have pretty decent musical chemistry. We just have no clue what we're doing, and coincidences happen and music forms. Mm. That's pretty much the long and short of our writing style.
We just can't find another bass player.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck with me.
That's the only reason you're here.
Thanks. So. Apparently I look like Hodor as well, so that's, you know.
Hodor. I'm the bass player, Hodor.
Someone's going to get sued.
Right, well, before that happens, let's listen to another track from your brand new album, which we shall talk about after we have heard the track. What track are we going to listen to next?
Let's put track number one on the first track, as one would signify, from the album. Echoes, it's called.
Yes.
And here it is.
Just go as the fellow rains around the sense, the stress.
is the sound of Art of Rebellion here on Kurples on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled...
Echoes!
Echoes! And...
Echoes.
Yeah, never gets old.
Indeed it does not. And that is the track that opens their brand new album, Fire Ignite. Which is, in case you've been wondering what they've been doing since they were last with us back in July last year, mostly that album.
And Lee's been practicing the ancient art of origami. He's getting pretty good.
He's a black belt.
And he didn't bring any with him.
He can fold a paper in half now. Yeah, pretty much writing an album is what we've been doing, really. There's 10 songs on it and one cheeky little bonus track, which we might play later.
Excellent. Mm. Excellent. Where was the album recorded?
It was at Big Noise Studios, wasn't it?
Yeah, in Rochford, Purdy's Industrial Estate with Simon.
Simon's a producer, so...
Yeah, it was good fun, wasn't it? We spent... rammed sort of 10 songs into a week, which was probably ambitious.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, it's being mastered as we speak.
Yeah, but I mean, we kind of got it done. Simon, good producer, kind of man that just gets on with you and have a good laugh with. He's kind of an addition to the band when you're there. Like, he gives really good input and helps you kind of turn your kind of rough ideas of what you've got as songs into something that is producible and that will actually work on an album and you know, all the rest.
Thank you, Simon.
Yeah, no, it's been a good week. I think it was enjoyable. We're quite pleased with how it's come out. So
we've just
got to try and make some money back on it.
And we had a fairly ropey recording incident that we won't go too far into about, what, 8-9 months ago or something now, where it just didn't work, and the producer, who will remain unnamed, but let's just say...
we don't speak of.
Yes, Luigi's brother, if you will.
Yes.
Just... didn't work at all, was awful and had to be done again, so we went to Big Noise and it just worked out fantastically. So yeah, lesson learned, go with someone that you know and trust, not someone that is trying to offer you a good deal. Kids, there you go, tip of the day.
Indeed. And for our next tip of the day, we're going to encourage you to listen to a bit of their first musical choice of the evening, a bit of Mastodon. Tell us about Mastodon.
This album, I love this album, it's Blood Mountain by Mastodon. It was something I listened to a hell of a lot during uni. This is probably the least heavy song on the album. It's the closer, it's called Pendulous Skin. Amazing solo at the end, great vibe to the song. Have a listen, see what you think.
I'm going to assume that's where the song ends.
Yes.
That's the sound of Mastodon here on Curples on Phoenix FM. The track was entitled...
Pendulous Skin.
And it was chosen tonight by my guests, Art of Rebellion. Okay, so we've heard two tracks from your new album so far, and we're going to hear the third in a moment. But how would you say your sound has evolved over the last few years?
I think...
Like a beef moose.
Yes. Yes, that. Exactly like that.
No, it's difficult going from a five-piece band with keys and two guitars to a three-piece, and your sound is very limited. But I think we've evolved in a way that I think the only way you probably could, really, in terms of it helps that you play sort of 10-string basses to broaden and widen the sound and give it more depth and volume.
We use quite a lot of effects as well. I mean, we've kind of just downsized a little bit from the unnecessary to what we actually need. But prior to that, we were kind of using 10, 12 pedals a piece, combinations of various things to kind of get soundscapes that...
Fuller sort of sound.
To kind of make a three-piece sound more... not orchestral, that's the wrong word, but more full and more like there's a background filler to it. I mean, I use a lot of reverb and delay with a lot of the bass pieces, which makes it sound a lot more fuller, like there's an accompaniment to what you're already playing, and you use Terra Echo and various things like that to pad your sound out. It just makes us sound a bit more full, a more fuller sound.
It's a bigger sound, isn't it? Rather
I think the word you're looking for is epic.
Yes, that will do nicely.
You heard it here.
it's taken time, but I think we've got it fairly honed now to how we want, and the songwriting becomes quicker. I think before it was a case of one of us would come up with an idea for a song, and then you'd push that in, and then you'd have to change it for the next 5 weeks until we...
Yeah, I mean,
worked in something we wanted.
Previously, we'd start off with a song that, say, either Nath or me or Lee had an idea to, and then it would take a practice session to get it to somewhere where it's, you know, you can classify it as a song. And then our massive fight, our biggest thing, is that week in, week out for like 3 or 4 months we'd edit the song and change the song and take things out and add things in until we actually thought, right, this is something we can live with.
And then scrap it.
Which is why this is, you know, like, we've done like 6 gigs and recorded one album in the last 6-7 years, because we just change all the time everything we write. Even some of the songs on the album, we only recorded the album like 2 months ago and it's still being mastered now. Like some of the little pieces, some of the nuances in there, they've already been changed. They just constantly evolve, which is a good thing, because it means it's never the same from gig to gig. But it also means that it just, you know, we never squeeze in enough time to write new material.
It takes time.
Yeah exactly.
I think you two are very, very picky, especially you, Nath. You are very, very picky. You're like, I'm thinking about this bit.
Picky?
I'm thinking about this bit.
Not picky at all. I don't think it's a... Yeah, maybe it is a bit picky. If you can improve something, I think we can. I think it's just pushing yourselves as musicians, that's all, to make the best you possibly can out of the track.
And it's
settling, is it?
You know, I know it's the classic cliche of an originals band to not sound like anything that already exists, but I think we do have that as one of our striving points, is not to sound like every other band out there, because, you know, a lot of things have been done, and it's hard to create original music when there's such a huge base of good, really good bands out there that no one's really ever heard of, that deserve airtime because they're different. You know, it's hard to break free of the mainstream, and this is why we play music, because we love playing it, not to, you know get to the rock star stage or anything. We just play it because it's music we love doing.
I think we don't get hung up on in terms of songwriting as well, do we? We've tried writing 3-minute rock pop songs and it just doesn't work.
Radio friendly songs, as Nate always says.
It just doesn't work, and they only end up being, I think one we're going to probably play in a minute, well there's The Fall of Icarus and The End.
Yeah.
Both of them started off being 2.5-3 minute songs, and they've branched into sort of 7 minute territory, just where we get a bit caught up in it.
As you were saying, like when we try and write the radio friendly songs at like 3 minutes and reasonably poppy, that takes us like 4 hours, a whole practice, to get anything remotely reasonable done, whereas a song like The Fall of Icarus, which is close to 8 minutes long, we probably wrote that in 10 minutes. It was just
honing it, wasn't it?
It's just a lot easier for us to write that style, because that's what we like listening to, and that's what we like playing, and you like your style of playing, and I like the whole tap style thing. So writing something that's a 3-minute pop song just is so alien to us, it just doesn't ever work.
We have tried,
but it never works. Justin Bieber stealing all our material.
Well, thankfully, he hasn't laid his hands on this next track. What are we going to hear?
Four Lyricos? Yeah, track number three, please, Squire.
Here it is, Isle of Rebellion, here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
It is the sound of Art of Rebellion here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was called
The Fall of Icarus.
Right, yeah. You did tell me earlier, but it's been so long since then that I've forgotten.
Yes. 62-minute song. How long is it? It's what, 7.5 minutes or something?
Yeah, 7.5 minutes, something like that.
Well, it tells a story, like, as you may have guessed, it's about Icarus.
Falling.
The fall of Icarus.
There we go. What would you say influenced this album musically? Who influenced it? Who would you say has been your current influences?
We've all got so many different influences, that's the thing. Like,
we've got time.
Well, let me start. The list goes on.
It just overlaps, doesn't it? Like, that's the thing.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anyone now. I think it's just we've honed it, like, say, our style of writing from your kind of punky sort of idea, my kind of grungy, Lee sort of
indie
rubbish.
Rip hop. I think when we first kind of came together, like, we all had our different influences. Like, as I say, like, I used to listen to a hell of a lot of things like Rancid and NoFX and stuff like that, and some avant-garde kind of bass people, Gene Bowden and Yves Carbon, who did all the tappy 10-stringy stuff, and that was my influence. Nath, your
it was quite grungy, sort of Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, and with some more classical elements thrown in.
Yeah.
Just to bring to the mix,
and then Lee
was his Danger Bongos.
Yes, primarily. But yeah, but because we've been playing together now for what, 5 odd years or something like that, our influences are now almost our own songs and the way we write. We've got a particular style and a method that we use. It's
I think it's as with some of the songs on the album are quite varied. I think probably the ones we played today are of one certain set style.
Yeah.
But I think it is, we are still of the approach that anything goes. And normally if someone has a particular feeling about one song and the others are not sure, if someone's sort of passionate enough about it, that tends to sort of win through everyone else. So you can kind of tell from your bandmates what songs they really are massively into.
Well, initially Fire Ignites, or not the Fire Ignites, Under the Mountain even, it was previously called Fire Ignites, but now the album is called Fire Ignites and I still get confused. But Under the Mountain was something that Nath came to the practice with, a couple of ideas for it, and I wasn't massively keen, but because it was only chords, it didn't have the impact that the song now has, now that Lee's added his drumming goodness. That'll do to it.
we had the collection of riffs, didn't we, and we sort of just moulded them more into our style, and how you want it. So.
Yeah, sometimes it just takes a bit of work to go from something that you're maybe not massively keen on to something that you end up thinking, yeah, that's actually one of the better songs on the album.
I'm enjoying it.
Evolution of a song.
Excellent. Right. Well, on the subject of influences and things like that, we're going to hear another musical choice of yours next. A bit of Deep Purple. Tell us about what Deep Purple means to you.
Well, Deep Purple, I remember my mum and dad used to have this on vinyl, and it's sort of like from quite an early age, I was just sort of immersed in sort of like things like Black Sabbath, Led Zepp, all on vinyl, and I just remember sort of like hunting through like the cupboard and sort of like just putting it on. It was just like one of those first few tracks that I remember sort of like hearing and thinking, yeah, I really like that. And it sort of like just spurred me on to sort of like trying to, I don't know, I got into music from listening to more sort of like older tracks, and this was one of them. So that's simple as that.
Good. The microphone still picks up what can still pick
that's
you up when you're whispering,
quite
Nathan.
Happy with that.
Here's Deep Purple.
Thank you.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
Heavy as hell.
Why should I sit in your chair?
sound of Between the Buried and Me here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. I'm actually going to leave it on in the background for a bit.
Cool.
Very impressive. So that track was entitled...
That's called Mordecai.
Mordecai. And it's chosen tonight by my guests, Art of Rebellion. We had another musical choice from them before that, which was Deep Purple and Fireball. So yes, talking a lot about here about how that track starts really heavy.
Yeah, it's about as heavy as it gets.
I know it's end up being ridiculously mellow. So yes, good transition there. A good curveball thrown.
Nice.
Indeed.
Work on Amen there, good work.
Had to do it somewhere. So, what has been your favourite gig to date?
Which one of the two?
From your vast schedule.
Well, we could talk about the one that we played at Chinnery's, or
the one at the Reading Festival.
The one we played at Chinnery's, or there was the one at Chinnery's.
Or the one before that.
To be fair, like, it's sad because the musical scene in Essex these days, it's not what it used to be. You used to have the Army, Navy, you used to have the Oliver Twist up in Colchester.
House, yeah.
Yeah. And now the only decent one, really, that's worth kind of putting effort in is Chinnery's, because you do get a half-decent crowd. There's a good scene in Southend. It's quite a decent venue. They still get great bands. I mean, just the other week I saw Rubik Fist play there. You know, some good bands have played there, and it does attract a scene, so...
I think we're slightly more selective about the gigs we play now, not down to the fact that we're just lazy in booking them, but long gone are the days of wanting to travel up to London on a Tuesday night to play to 10 people and 4 bar staff. It's just not worth the hassle, really, to be honest. I'd rather be a bit more selective, play less gigs but have more of a crowd there, and then try and entice people down to the ones that I think are worthwhile playing. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you're talking about London missions and things like that, it's difficult to get friends and get a populace over to those venues, especially midweek, because it's money, isn't it? It's money and it's a lot of time to get there.
It's tiring.
Whereas a Friday night at Chinnery's, it's local, it's a couple of train stops away. As I say, it's a decent venue. So really, that's at the moment anyway, whilst the album's still in the mastering stage before we get it ready to print and when we get stuff on iTunes and stuff like that, really we're just doing a bit of a monthly slot at Chinnery's.
The downside is people have to come and listen to us, I suppose.
Yes. Yes.
Which is...
Should we give them a sample of what they can hear?
Yes.
What track from the album should we hear next?
It's the end.
Yeah, let's put...
Number 7?
Yeah, number 7.
This is called The End.
Despite the fact it's in the middle of the album.
Just to confuse people.
Yes.
Further.
Yeah. The middle was a Jimmy World song, so I don't play that.
Here it is!
The sky turns black with a shade as the machines rain down. The sun is blocked out. A ray of light that falls and tears through the ground. Is this the end of the world? The world now. Devastating explosions. Buildings crumble. An ancient threat has returned. The panic, the cries, the screams heard from miles away. Relentless destruction. The green fields are washing in a sea of flames. The panic, the cries alive. The things I've seen today. We'll take back what's right for the hours. We'll never remove the freedom we have. We'll fight on till the end. All we need is a hero to fight for us and take us far. So massive in size and strength, no escape. We will flee far away to rebuild once again. Our only salvation, a leader, a hero, one lost man will rise a second time to lead us once again. We'll take back what's right for the owls. You'll never remove the freedom we have. We'll fight on till the end. There's a price we must pay in the lives of those that we've lost, have become enslaved. The hero will rise in the midst to give our cause some hope. A pirouette of light on the sun in the quiet before the storm.
It is the sound of Art of Rebellion and The End here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM from their album Fire Ignite. So, when the album has been mastered and all that, where will people be able to get their hands on it?
Well, you can check us out on Facebook, Art of Rebellion, search on Facebook. You can message us, we can send you an album, of course. Gigs, we can send them a gigs, they'll be there.
It should be, up on iTunes within a couple of months. So, just takes that long to actually do it. So yeah, it'll be on iTunes.
Spotify,
the usual varying sites.
I think at the moment, right now, the best place is if you want a copy, just message us on Facebook and we'll
or come down to a gig.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is
the 29th, I believe. 29th,
indeed, Friday the 29th of August at Chinnery's. We'll be playing with Second on to about 9 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
Excellent. Date for your diaries there, people. And just to tempt you a little bit more, we've got one more track from the album coming up. Okay, tell us Well, first of all, tell us, what track number is it?
It's track number 11.
Right. While I'm programming that, tell us about the track.
It's called People of Gotham. It's a bit of a...
all of a minute to record.
Yes.
One take of it.
Yeah, one take wonder, that's us.
Yeah, with several guest vocalists in on it.
Yes, yeah. You might be able to, if you're keen, you might be able to spot who the guest vocalists are. Yes.
We'll say no more.
What a lovely, lovely voice you've got, Nick.
Thanks. Here it is.
What a lovely, lovely voice. What a lovely, lovely voice. People have got them. Don't listen to him. He'll tell you the lies. But what a lovely, lovely voice. What a lovely, lovely voice. I've got them. Don't listen to him. What a lovely, lovely voice. What a lovely, lovely voice.
Yes, you do need more cowbell. for those of you who didn't see the webcam, Nathan just got up and did a very visual demonstration of playing the cowbell.
It was a jig.
Yeah, it's a cowbell.
It was
jig.
A jig. It was a cowbell. It was jig. It was very impressive.
He was arrested for doing that once.
Say no more. Well, what else can I say except that is People of Gotham from Art of Rebellion's album, which is currently in the mastering stage and will be out very soon. For now, though, where is the place that people can go to find out more about Art of Rebellion?
Facebook.
Yes, primarily.
Art of Rebellion on Facebook is the best place.
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably the only place. Find out information about Art of Rebellion. Facebook.
Like us, share us, bombard you with everything that we've got.
Indeed.
Not in a stalkerish way, though, unless that's what you want. But, you know, talk to Lee for that.
We can accommodate.
And tell us where people can next see you live.
Playing at Chinnery's on Friday, the 29th of August, probably about 9 p.m. So come down and come check out our music, and obviously, you know,
free CDs to all.
Well, we don't have any, so that's why they're free, because they're non-existent at the moment.
We'll have some.
We'll have some, apparently. We'll definitely have some. But yeah, if you like any of that, especially People of Gotham, which obviously is, you know, the pièce de résistance of the album, then come down, check us out, and we'll play some tunes.
Indeed. And finally, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Jules, I hate you, and I always have. That's all I've got to say about that. He's Dutch, and I don't like him. Nothing against the Dutch, just against him.
I can't.
The second long pause in there said it all.
If you're watching, I'm going to get you. Anyway.
No, that's very much it.
Just as well, really. Find Art of Rebellion on Facebook, and they're playing Chinnery's on the 29th of August. And, we look forward to hearing the album and your lovely, lovely voices in their full master glory soon. I think it's fair to say that the future very much starts here. Art of Rebellion, thank you very much.
Good night.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.